The next patient is Mrs. Carol Lewis. The last name is L-E-W-I-S. Clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A, period. The latest laboratory workup was done on February the 8th of 2022, in which we found a creatinine of 1, a BUN of 14, and an estimated GFR that is 54, similar to the prior determinations. The urinalysis fails to show the presence of activity in the urinary segment or the presence of protein, period. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 165 over 73, comma. She states that the blood pressures that she gets at home are lower than this. She continues to take medications, to take the same medications. She was recently evaluated by the cardiologist, period. Following number, coronary artery disease. The patient has history of percutaneous interventions in the past. She has a history of renal artery stenosis and peripheral vascular disease. The reason for this is most likely associated to hyperlipidemia and hypertension, period. Following number, this patient continues to have a hyperlipidemia in which the cholesterol in February the 8th, 2022 was 260, HDL of 65 and LDL 158. When I talked to the patient, she says that she was recently evaluated by Dr. Sankar. I had suggested the administration of Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A. However, it has not been entertained by the cardiologist. Period, the patient is allergic to multiple medications, among them statins, period. Following number, the patient has a history of mitral valve prolapse that is followed by cardiology. Period. We are going to continue the follow-up in 6 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph. I invested 7 minutes of the time, evaluated the lab. In the telehealth call, my face-to-face time was 15 minutes. And in the documentation, 7 minutes.